From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Israel, airstrikes in response to an earlier cross-border attack that killed an Israeli teenager in the Golan Heights. The Israeli military says it carried out the airstrikes on 9 targets inside Syria, including a regional command center. The boy's father is a contractor for Israel's defense ministry who was in the area to do maintenance on the border fence. John Kerry is cautioning Arab nations that financial support sent to moderate opposition Sunni groups in Syria and Iraq could end up in the hands of extremists. The U.S. Secretary of State is worried the aid could be used to help the growing insurgency in Iraq.
We particularly discourage individuals in the region who may have been sending money through some innocent charity or through various back-channel initiatives under the guise that it's for the general welfare and benefit of people who've been displaced, but then that money finds its way into the hands of terrorists.
Kerry says he plans to make the same case to other leaders in Sunni-dominated Arab states over the next several days, and he says the region's security is facing a critical moment as ISIS gains ground in Iraq. A wildfire that's burned through more than 22 square miles on Navajo Nation land in New Mexico is now 60% contained. Patricia Bean is a spokeswoman for the Southwest Incident Management Team, a group of fire officials on the ground in New Mexico.
The fire started on June 13th, and it was initially whipped up by the winds and grew significantly in the early days. However, as the winds died down and as personnel came on scene, we've been able to get a good grasp on it. We are now at 60% containment. And for the last 2 days, the fire has not grown significantly.
The fire is believed to have been caused by humans, and officials say some livestock had to be rescued from the area. At the World Cup in Brazil, a 2-2 tie in stoppage time for the U.S. against Portugal tonight. It was a nail-biter. NPR's Russell Lewis was at the game in Brazil. He says fans were stunned.
Outside of the stadium after the game, you saw two kinds of American fans, those that were stunned by the last-second Portugal goal that tied it up. And then you had those that were okay with the tie, meaning that at least the U.S. still has a chance. But what you saw over and over again from people were just looks of shock, looks of disbelief, and just could not believe what happened.
NPR's Russell Lewis at the World Cup in Brazil. And that's because the U.S. was close to winning it all until a last-minute goal by Portugal. The U.S. plays Germany Thursday. Earlier today, Algeria downed Korea 4-2 and Belgium downed Russia 1-0. A transgender priest has been welcomed at the Washington National Cathedral for the first time. The Reverend Cameron Partridge was the guest preacher today. He's the Episcopalian chaplain at Boston University. World markets, Asian markets are trading higher. They just opened. The Nikkei in Japan up 0.3%. This is NPR. In Canada, 3 men who escaped from a Quebec prison by helicopter 2 weeks ago are back behind bars. Dan Karpinchuk reports a SWAT team rounded them up at a home in Montreal early today.
Police say further arrests are pending. Yves Denis, Denis Lefebvre, and Serge Pomerleau were awaiting a court appearance on June the 7th when they were plucked from the Quebec City jail courtyard by a helicopter. The 3 had been arrested when police broke up a network of drug traffickers. They were awaiting trial on charges of murder and gangsterism. The escape touched off a huge international manhunt, and Interpol had placed them on a list of the world's most wanted fugitives. The Quebec government has ordered an investigation into their brazen escape. Shortly after the breakout, it was revealed that a judge had granted them looser restrictions the day before they escaped. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The average price of a gallon of gas in the U.S. is rising. The Lundberg survey says gas has gone up 2 cents over the past 2 weeks to $3.71 on average. That's over worries on Iraqi oil production as violence there grows. But analyst Trilby Lundberg says much of that increase hasn't been passed on to consumers yet, and prices could increase higher over the coming weeks.
Gasoline prices went up far less than crude because refiners and retailers haven't caught up. They need to pass that through to us in order to stay viable.
Lundberg says the average price for a gallon of mid-grade gasoline is $3.90, with diesel averaging $3.95 a gallon. And of the cities surveyed in the Lundberg survey, Tucson had the lowest average price at $3.37 a gallon. Chicago came in at the highest average at $4.15 a gallon. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.